for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Yesterday, weird, sad show. I mean, I don't know what we'll do today. I'm going to have stuff, but I'm sure we'll spend some time on a lot of different things. But I'm glad you're here with us, and let's just get going here on Tuesday's show. Appreciate you being here, and we'll get through this show again together.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I see you, Andrew Loomish. 46-year-old Andrew, he's known as the Good Cemeterian. Kind of like Samaritan,
yeah.
But cemeterian, because in Tampa, he goes around to cemeteries and cleans the gravestones of military veterans.
Oh, that is just precious.
Dating all the way back to the Civil War. He is a photographer, and he went to shoot a cemetery once because he wanted to shoot all of these people who had served in Duke. And so he was like, wow, a lot of these graves, they're dirty. So now he goes and he cleans them. Over the last 5 years, he's restored 500 gravestones.
That's we haven't even told our stories yet, but yours might, that might be the best one.
How about
that's
that?
That's legit.
Yeah. I see you, Andrew Loomish. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's now confirmed at least 59 people died and over 500 were injured in that shooting. To donate blood, just go to redcross.org to find the nearest location.
So today, a lot of people will be stopping by, and a lot of people are bringing their music up today. Chris Jansen, Dierks Bentley, Low Cash, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Maren Morris, Keith Urban, they'll all be coming by this morning to play music. Basically, I sent a text out and said, hey, anybody that wants to come up, please, if you'd like to come up and bring your gift of music, we'd love for you to. If you go to bobbybones.com, there's a couple things we have up there. All of our Pimp and Joy stuff is going toward the Las Vegas Relief Fund, so we switched that over. But we also have these Love is Greater Than Hate shirts. It's like love and greater sign hate. You can see those at bobbybones.com. And, you know, we don't keep any of that money. Or you can do like Eddie and Lunchbox did yesterday, and we'll talk about that in a bit. They went and gave blood. Sometimes you don't get paid till Friday. Sometimes you just don't have the money to do things monetarily, and and nobody gets that more than I do. So we're just trying to give you ways that if you want to give back, you can. And if you want to spread a message, you can. And that happened. We spent yesterday's show. My voice is still off because I think we did 5 hours yesterday. And then I probably talked to 20 different places yesterday about it. And then Tom Petty died, which itself would have probably been a whole different kind of show. It's a weird. The whole last couple days have been like, what in the world? I'm gonna play the Maren Morris new song. You can't download it yet. You can only watch it on YouTube right now, right? It's not because when she put it out, it's her and Vince Gill. You can't just throw it up on iTunes real quick. It actually, there's a process to it, and this was one of the first songs I ever heard from Maren years ago. Even before I heard My Church, this was on YouTube as a song that she had written and it was a demo. And they recorded it, and it's called Dear Hate from Maren Morris with Vince Gill. I'm going to play that for you right now. Lots of artists will start coming by in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
takes my breath away. You fall like rain, cover us in drops of pain. I'm afraid that we just might drown. Dear hate, well, you sure are colorblind. Your kiss is the cruelest kind. Poison any mind, just look at mine. Don't know how this world keeps spinning round and round. You were there in the garden, like a snake in the grass. I see you in the morning, staring through the looking glass. You whispered down through these halls, but I hate to tell you, love's gonna conquer all.
Dear hey, you were smiling from that Selma bridge in Dallas when that bullet hit. Jackie cried, towers from the sky, but even on our darkest nights, the world keeps spinning round.
You were there in the garden, like a snake in the grass. I see you in the morning, staring through the looking glass. You whispered down through history and echo through these halls, but I hate to tell you. Love's gonna conquer. Dear love, just when I think you've given up. You were there in the garden when I ran from your voice. I hear you every morning through the chaos and the noise. You still whisper down through history and echo through these halls, and you tell me, love.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. All right, we need some positivity. Let's do it.
Tell me something good.
So people were eating at Applebee's. They were happy to find out that a stranger paid their check for them. A mystery couple has been quietly picking up tabs for customers for like the last 3 months. They go to Applebee's and they sit and they go, "We'll pay for that one." And they've been doing it for 3 months.
Wow.
Like Applebee's knows who it is, but they don't want to run this thing. Isn't that funny? That's kind of
so
cool.
Yeah.
Amy?
Well, shout out to ICU Grandpa. Have y'all heard of him?
I have not.
And it's not ICU. It's literally like intensive care unit for babies. So he goes and holds babies for parents that can't at the time. So for whatever reason, the parents are can't be in the ICU with their baby. So he volunteers his time and he's been doing so for 12 years. He just goes and holds them.
That's cool.
And there's a photo of him that's completely gone viral on Facebook. And his nickname is ICU Grandpa.
I, the letter C, U.
Yes.
ICU, like intensive care unit. Lunchbox.
Gretchen is a cop in Florida, and you know, you're used to her pulling people over, woo, woo. But what Gretchen does is she goes around and she loves cats. So when she's on duty, off duty, she finds stray cats, rescues them, gets them spayed, neutered, and then finds them new homes because she's Gretchen the Cat Lady.
Man, everybody's got nicknames.
Yeah, what's your nickname?
Secret Applebee's people?
Yeah.
Applebee's awesomeness?
There you go. All right, thank you. That's your good news.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Reading more about what happened on Sunday night. Apparently, Aldean's band and crew, when they realized they couldn't get down to somewhere safe, they just hid behind equipment during Sunday's night shooting. And their bus is one of the buses that had a bunch of the bullet holes in it. So one of my, I have a PR team, and one of them had to hide in a freezer the whole time. I talked to her last night. She had to get a freezer. And they did it because it lasted forever. And it was, when you're in a freezer, you don't communicate outside the freezer. They just sat in there for like an hour and a half. They didn't know when to get out, when it was safe. Because again, there's no one to come knocking on a freezer going, hey, you're, no one knows where,
yeah. Yeah. Maybe that you're even in there.
Yeah. So she ended up flying back with Jason's team late last night. So, you know, today a lot of artists will be stopping by and playing music. Keith Urban, Dirks, Marin, Dan and Shay, Brothers Osborne, Low Cash, Chris Jansen.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
The city of Nashville came together last night at Ascend Amphitheater to mourn those who lost their lives during the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Vegas. Performers included Keith Urban, who sang Bridge Over Troubled Waters, and Vince Gill. So it was really neat to see Nashville rally together. Tom Petty died Monday night. His manager has confirmed he led Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for 40 years, and he was also a member of the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, it was a whole weird thing because they said he died, and they said he didn't die.
Yeah, that was weird online.
Then he died, and he went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, Sunday night, he was 66 years old. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Yeah, Tom Petty. He died, and then he didn't die, and then he died again when I woke up this morning. Now, literally, he didn't do all of those, but it was reported. So, yeah, he was in his 60s, went into cardiac arrest.
And I won't back down.
Rest in peace, Tom Petty. One of the American greats of music, period.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I did wake up and turn the news on this morning, and you look for an update, and I've pulled some things. Police say they've recovered 42 guns from two scenes. One, the hotel room that the guy was in, and also from his home, and they also had found, like, explosive materials where he was learning to make explosives.
We have recovered 23 firearms at Mandalay Bay and 19 firearms at his home in Mesquite.
That number just keeps growing.
Like, yeah.
23, they said, inside the suite.
Yeah. We have recovered 23 firearms at Mandalay Bay.
That is insane to me. There was a vigil in Vegas at the International Church of Las Vegas in the memory of the victims. And so here's some audio of that.
This is an opportunity to love a city. Thank the Lord that he's going to use us, all our churches coming together, loving one another, helping one another in Jesus' name.
They had a vigil in Nashville last night as well with Keith Urban, Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Charles Esten, the mayor of Nashville. A lot of people just showed up. I just got an email in like the afternoon. It was like, hey, we're doing this. They were talking about a lot of the private cars that were used to transport the injured. Like, people were just grabbing people.
It's been an all-in effort. We have people that are on duty, people who came in off duty. It's every man, every woman coming in, volunteering, making sure that everybody's okay. We had multiple units last night. You couldn't even park in our parking lot. We had so many people that responded. We responded over 120 units between our two agencies, all of them rotating. They would pick up patients. As soon as they picked up a patient and dropped them off at the hospital, they were coming back to make sure that they picked up more until we knew that every last person who needed medical care had medical care.
Just people in cars were driving off, picking people up, bringing them back.
Regular civilians with trucks that were just like, load them up.
So that's just a few of the updates. You know, this morning, because yesterday we talked for 5 hours. I mean, we rarely went to song. We just talked. We didn't always know exactly what was happening. We were, as the show was going, we were learning with you guys. And it won't be as much of that today. We'll talk about a couple other things, too. We'll do Tell Me Something Good today. But we have a lot of artists coming by to share their music today, too. So everybody from Keith Urban to Maren Morris to Dirks Bentley, Low Cash, Chris Jansen, a lot of people will be coming by today because they're just like, we want to share what we can do, and that's bring music. So that'll be happening throughout the morning. You're probably 25 or 55 and we're influenced by Tom Petty. Just listen to the songs, even in television and movies, and something like Free Fallin' lives forever and feels new. Like when we do our Raging Idiot shows, we play this and the whole crowd sings along from 19 years old to 119 years old. How old is he?
Your fan base.
66 years old.
You're 66.
Yeah. 66. In America
too. He lived a hard life.
He lived hard.
But was he? I didn't know. I mean,
He's a rock and roller from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And 60s, 70s, 80s. He probably was the biggest in the 80s.
Okay.
But, you know, any other time, except for after a mass shooting, this would be a humongous story that one of our great American musicians has passed away. And it is a big story, don't get me wrong. But whenever you have 59 people that were shot at a music festival, that leads in the headlines. But I was just looking at all this Tom Petty, just the catalog. He has so many hits.
And I won't back down.
Everybody knows this song.
There ain't no easy way out.
And it was done 30 years ago, probably. Like, I don't even know what year it is right now, but around there.
I stand my ground.
So, I was talking to Lindsay, my girlfriend, yesterday, and she's in Europe. And you talk about people feeling helpless because of what happened. Lindsay, Kelsey, Lady A, like, all, I was talking to all of them, and they're like, we're in Europe. And this is, there's not a lot that they could do anyway right now. But when you're not even in the country where it's happening, they're all like, oh. And so Lindsay was a wreck emotionally. And she was a wreck a bit because I was there. And I was like, I wasn't even playing the same night. Like, for me, that wasn't even a thing. But, you know, she was just tore up. And she posted, and then Tom Petty died. And she posted like a 55-second acoustic clip of her playing I Won't Back Down on Instagram. She's like almost crying in the clip the whole time, and it's just her singing acoustic.
Hello, back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. I won't be turned around in a world that keeps on pushing me around. Gonna stand my ground and I won't back down. And hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. And hey.
And that was on her Instagram yesterday, and she was just like, I'm so far away from everything that's happening. So, yeah, she wished she could come in today and play. A lot of people are coming in to play today. And Kelsey's the same way. She's like, I don't know. Let me know what I can do, but can't be there in proximity.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But today, a lot of people will be coming by to bring their music by and play music. And I think Chris Jansen will be in like 45 minutes or so, and it starts with him and Marin and Dierks, and it'll be a day. I don't know how to say it other than it'll be a day. Kayla in North Carolina, thank you for calling.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to thank you, the whole show, for just expressing your compassion against what happened in Las Vegas. You can hear it in all of your voices, and you're not just reading facts or reading news stories. You're expressing how you feel about the whole situation, and it's nice to hear. It's unfortunate to hear, but it brings it back to the personal level, not just the news level.
Well, I appreciate your call. You know, yesterday before we went on the air, and it was all breaking and news was changing as the show was going. And so we just kind of threw the show out the window and we're like, we're just going to turn the microphones on to talk. And at times it wasn't the best radio. But I feel like that's kind of our job, is to be the most human as possible, even if it's not pretty. And so we came in and we did 5 hours and we didn't play many songs and we talked about what we experienced. And listen, we were there, which was a crazy part of it is that we were there like the night before playing that exact same stage. So there was an odd perspective that we had and then our friends were playing it that night. It was just a very personal thing. It's a very, very personal. It still is. And I'll tell you, yesterday as I finished the show and I went and I did a lot of interviews because people wanted to talk about it. And so, okay. That's why my voice is a little worn out today. So I did, and I probably didn't finish till close to 8 o'clock last night. And I laid down in bed and I'd been in such work mode from 5 a.m. to almost 8 p.m. And the human part of it didn't really hit me until like the real like sit down and think about it part didn't hit me. Because Eddie had texted me like, hey, are you okay? And our band was all talking to each other. And I'd talked to some artists who had played over the weekend and they were feeling kind of survivor's guilt. Like this could have happened while I was playing and not in a selfish way, but like why didn't it happen while I was playing? Like why did it have to happen with somebody else? Everyone was struggling with it because it's such a weird thing to feel. And there were artists I was talking to yesterday that are friends. I say artists that were crying on the phone because I'll give you one example, and she won't care that I share a story, but I was talking to Lauren Elena and just seeing how she was. And Lauren's a very hard-on-her-sleeve type girl anyway. And she was like the same people that were cheering and waving and having a great time were the same people that a lot of them were hurt. A lot of them died. And she was struggling at 2 p.m. yesterday. And then you started talking about our format of country music. The whole thing was just, it's very personal to me. And so the best thing I can do is be personal to you. And sometimes it comes across right, sometimes it doesn't. But all I can do is try to be the most honest me that I can. You know, I'm not going to lie, I got on last night and I kept from doing it, but, you know, we played, Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, played Saturday night, and I just played back, it's just a 5-second clip on our Instagram of us playing with the crowd, and we were doing at the end of our set, Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi, because the crowd just loves to sing it, and it's just like... I mean, that's us, and that's that crowd, and to think that they were going to go through pure hell 24 hours later. And I watched it and I let it loop and I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that's hard.
So I still really am not in a place of full. My head is not wrapped around much.
Yeah, I could tell too that it wasn't. I mean, and I don't expect anything back, but I felt like you did good yesterday. Like I was proud of you for you're able to do that. And I wanted you to know that.
Yeah,
you did good. Like, you lead us well here. You did good. You did good on other outlets. Like, you were very, like, yesterday, you were consumed by it. And at some point, you're going to have to let that human side really kick in.
You're right. I tell you, when it got me a little bit this morning was reading the names of the people who had died.
Oh, yeah.
They put the list out. And it was like, mm-hmm. Those are real names with real jobs
and
from real
faces.
Towns. And I read, I think at that point, they'd only released like 22 of the names, and I read every single one of them. And I was like, but then you got to put on the hat where you come into work, and we have the biggest outlet to talk to our people in country music. Like, this microphone right here talks to more people in country music than any microphone, and I have to know that that's a responsibility that I've taken and have, and how can I and how can we? And by we, I never just mean us in the room. I mean us that's listening right now. How can we help? And so there are a few ways. One, I just started texting friends last night. I was like, hey, can you come up and spread positivity with music, spread inspiration with music? And they said, yeah. And it got to the point where people were texting me. Like I was telling you, I didn't know how, just complete candid, I didn't know how healed up Dirk's throat was. And I was like, hey, dude, he texted me because I wasn't going to ask him because he had heard his throat singing. And I was like, hey, people are coming by. And Dirk sent me last night at like 8:30. He was like, hey, you need another singer. I'm there. And I was like, are you healed? Are you better? He's like, I'm 100%. I was like, okay.
That's cool.
This room will never tell you no. And he was like, this is song. So it was just that. It's just, yeah, it's a lot. But it's not a lot for me compared to a lot that for people that it really happened to.
Oh, totally. And nobody's thinking that.
But like, I do. But I do. But as I start to feel good. Yeah. Like, I was tired last night. And I was like, oh, woe is me. I'm so tired. I just did 20 interviews. And I was like, you know what? Shut up, yeah. Bobby. Yeah. People actually lost friends and loved ones. And so I appreciate the call. And I know I just went off on a whole spiel there. But thank you for the call, Kayla.
But that brings you who you are. That's you. You are very passionate about it, and that's what I appreciate about your morning show. Everybody. Well, everyone's opinions and their feelings and thoughts, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for calling. That does mean a lot to me, because at times I feel like I'm here just saying words that are just a bunch of strung together words that maybe aren't even coherent. If you're just waking up, let me give you some updates on the shooting that happened yesterday. Some key updates from through the night. The death toll is up to 59 people, with more than 525 injured. It was already the deadliest mass shooting in American history. The shooter has been identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. No criminal record. He shot himself before the cops could capture him, so they don't know the motive. Yeah, I was watching a lot of get away from this little fact sheet here for a second. But I was watching TV last night and watching a lot of news shows, flipping around and listening to some of these counterterrorism experts talk. And what they say that they do is they go into his house and they look at all his Google searches. They look at his text messages. They see who he's been talking to, what he's been talking about, if his family really... there's a lot that goes into trying to find out what was happening in the mind of, and that someone like this doesn't do it without some sort of trail. Where the trail is, I don't know.
Right.
But without some sort of trail. And right now, they may know.
But we don't.
But that doesn't mean we should know.
Right.
Because if they know something that could also lead them to something else, but by telling us, it cuts that off, they won't. So as of now, there is no known motive. Yesterday, ISIS claimed responsibility for attack. The FBI has come out and said that is not true. Apparently, ISIS's thing now is taking responsibility for every attack, hoping that it lands them new recruits whenever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And the outpouring of support for victims and their families have been so massive. You know, yesterday, when the GoFundMe page went up from the governor and from Las Vegas, the goal was $500,000, and it's at $2.9 million right now.
Wow.
Also, so many people wanted to give blood that the lines outside the Las Vegas blood banks were 5 hours long.
And some banks were like, we don't have enough employees to take you today. You're going to have to come back.
50 or 60 and 4.
This is the first responders call, and there were so many first responders going that they had to kind of tell people, hey, okay, there's a lot happening. Here, listen to this yesterday from Sunday night. But
50 or 60 and 4. North of the Mandalay Bay. It's coming out a window.
Control, we need all units stop coming northbound on Las Vegas Boulevard because he's shooting this way. It's a horrible cover spot.
Gunfire. It's going right over our heads.
We need to stop the shooter before we have more victims. Anybody have eyes on this shooter?
About 15-4 on the Mandalay Bay, facing a whole lot.
Hey, officers, please stay calm. Just relax. We're trying to get this set up. Okay, just stay calm.
Chilling, right?
Totally.
They're trying to find the guy. You can hear the guy. They're trying to find the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And you know, yesterday we said a lot of words. We came here for 5 hours and we talked for 5 hours. And today I felt it would be a little tone deaf to come in and just be back to doing a regular show. Listen, we're still going to do Tell Me Something Good. We're still going to have moments of... hey, this is why we do the show. We bring positivity, but I'm out of words. And so I asked for music, and I reached out to some friends, and they're going to come through, you know, starting in the next 10 minutes and play songs. And Chris Jansen and Dirks and Maren Morris and Brothers Osborne, like, they're just people that I was like, hey, would you mind? Asked them yesterday, and they're waking up and coming in. So, yeah, I'm out of words. So I thought we could fill it with something that's oftentimes stronger than words, and that's music. So that's starting in the next few minutes here. Craig and Raleigh, thank you for calling.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
You know, I'm here, and I'm good. I am
listen,
good.
Listen, I'm a long-time listener, and I don't mean to cut you off, but
I listen to you every morning. Been doing it since you've been probably streaming in North Carolina, and I heart you at work. Could put my little phone next to my computer. God bless you. I salute you. Try not to well up, but what you did yesterday and what you're doing now is truly blessed. What people are going through, they need to hear you. Sorry. I've been in that situation many times, more than I like to count. I've been involved in mass casualty. You're never going to forget this. In what you're doing and going through it and giving people hope and music is what everybody needs. You have no idea what everybody is going through. The people, the responders, the people in the hospital, the fatalities, the survivor guilt is unbelievable. And I salute you and the show. And keep doing what you're doing. It's hard because it brings back so many memories for me. I'm retired military. I've been in the military. I've seen my share of bad. And my heart just goes out to these people. Because you have to deal with it. And I heard you just say that there's a GoFundMe page. And I reach out to everybody to give what you can. Because the amount of financial debt that these people are going to probably entail just from hospital bills, paying for funerals that they weren't expected, it's not going to stop. And you just have to take the time and go through it. And please, everybody, reach out and help. You know, if country artists can start a fund, something, you know, we got to help these people. And you're helping everybody, believe it or not.
Craig, I appreciate the call. Thank you for serving. Thank you for calling.
No, it's not about me. And we actually have a mutual friend here in North Carolina.
And who is that?
It's a guy that sells cars, just had a baby, has a dog. You know Alan.
Oh, Alan. That's right over at Crossroads Ford. Good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tom Petty just died. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan. On a brighter note, if you and your girlfriend get a chance, listen to the Wildflower CD. Musicality is probably one of his better ones.
One of my favorite Tom Petty CDs. I got, again, it's just been a weird, yeah. Everything's weird and sad. Yeah. And I mean, Craig, you call and it's just like a big old bucket of reality. It's like right in everybody's lap again. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, so Chris Jansen is about to walk in the studio, and this is going to be live on my Twitter at Mr. Bobby Bones. And so the Las Vegas Victims Fund is up. There are a lot of ways that you can help. One of the ways that we're able to hop on it quickly is that we can make merchandise. And we have created this Love Greater Sign Hate, Love's Greater Than Hate shirt, and even all our Pimp and Joy stuff. But if you'd like one of those, we don't keep any of the money. And it goes right to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. You can see that at BobbyBones.com. I believe we've already raised like $30,000 in just putting them up that quick. So if you'd like to, whatever way you can help, I encourage you to help. But it's also a very positive message. And if this is something you'd like to take part in, BobbyBones.com. And it's a Love is Greater Than Hate hoodie or shirt or baseball tee. And so it's up there. Chris Jansen's here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for waking up early and coming in today.
Proud to be here. Thank you.
You know, yesterday I spent in this room, and our listeners spent 5 hours just talking. And I thought, I've talked a lot, and sometimes music is stronger than words are. And I thought today would be a great day for music. And I asked that you come up first and play. And you did. And I know, listen, your life is a lot later than mine. And so if you wake up this early and come out and bring music, I really appreciate that. You're always such a good friend of the show.
Wouldn't have missed it, man. This is a time we definitely need to be not only praying, but just doing what you can to help people heal. I didn't really talk a whole lot yesterday. I didn't really talk a whole lot last night. I just kind of tucked away, and that's about it.
You have a guitar and your harmonica on, and what song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to do one that I've done on this show before, but just because it means a lot to me, and it's called Hang On. It's a song I wrote a long time ago about healing.
Yeah, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Chris Jansen live in the studio. Hang on. That is, I love that song so much.
Thank you, man.
It's, and that's not on his new record, and so if you look for it, I mean, you get... Listen, I downloaded it years ago the first time you played it because it's so touching in so many different environments. You know, a lot of people yesterday, I was talking to people and they were like, hey, well, how do you feel about people now going to live shows? And I'm like, go to live shows. Like, you have to, you can't let one man's idea of hate keep you from living your life. And so people ask you the same question. Should people worry when they go to live shows? What do you say?
I think you should be cautionary when you walk out of your house every day, no matter what. I think that's just human nature. I can tell you personally, from a personal standpoint, if a guy who goes to shows as well as plays them every day, the first thing I thought, and first of all, please let me just say, and I know everybody's saying it, but I mean really, truly, like, we have been praying over this situation for these people. Man, I can't even imagine. I mean, these are people that you and I are seeing on tour, and we see, you know, country music fans, man, we see a lot of them over and over. We see a lot of familiar faces. And that just, man, when you attack our fans, you attack our family, which is what makes me mad, makes me sad too. The answer would be, I think that people, I would encourage people to continue to come out to shows. I know this is going to be definitely something that's skittish. I know it's, I mean, I'm skittish about it. I mean, my children love going out to see Sam Hunt play. They love to watch anybody play during a festival. I mean, my kids are festival goers. My family, we're festival goers. I play them and we watch them. So I can understand why people would be reluctant to do that. But I would encourage people out there, yeah, keep going, man. You can't, you know, I heard someone say perfectly that you can't back down to bullies, and you truly can't. I mean, but it's just a time, man, where it's hard to say at this point. I mean, and truly, I mean, it's going to be every man for themselves on as far as how they feel, how they think. I mean, even me included. Even though I wasn't there and a part of what happened in Vegas, I was there last year. I know what that stage feels like. McGraw and I were on stage at the same time last year that it happened this year, and so a piece of our heart was there, and, you know, of course, all of our friends. But yeah, I mean, I would plea nicely, humbly, just please keep going to concerts. Please stand strong with country music, man. Fans have they're a biggest part of why we work. I mean, if they didn't tune in today, none of us would have jobs. And so that right there says how strong the community is, number one. And number two, you know, it's this is something we could heal through together. I firmly believe that, and I'm proud to be a part of the healing process. I mean, just a very small little bit of it, but it's left me pretty speechless, to be honest with you.
Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate you having me in. Thank you.
You all right?
Yeah, I just feel like today's gonna. I mean, yesterday was heavy, and today's just a. I think now you're right. Like, the names coming out and, like, seeing more images and stuff and pictures and learning about these people. And then also the power of music and how it evokes emotion. And sure, it's artists coming in to spread love, which I think is a beautiful thing. But there's just so many emotions. And yesterday, I feel like we were kind of powering through. You mostly so, kind of having to be in, like, go mode. And I feel like this is our job. At the same time, we're human, and I might not keep it together.
And you don't have to keep it together.
Just FYI.
You don't have to keep it together. Hey, so Dierks Bentley's walking in studio now. Let's say that there is, up on our site, BobbyBones.com, the fund, the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We've put up love greater sign than hate shirts, and if you want one of those, great. We don't keep any of the money. If not, there's also a link to the GoFundMe. You know, in just a few hours that we've had it up, we've been able to raise $30,000 for the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And I'll tell you, yesterday I had posted on Twitter, said, hey, some people are coming up, and I don't know, what was it, 8:30 last night or so, you texted me?
Yeah, so you got something up on Twitter.
Dirk's like, if you need another singer, I'm in. And I hesitated. I don't know how your throat is. I feel like you come and do everything for us, too, honestly.
Man, yeah. I saw that. It's funny. I had taken Twitter, like, off my phone because I was just like, I mean, it's just been so much, you know? And then I was like, 5 minutes went by. I'm like, I got to have it back on there. So it's just too much going on. And then the first thing I saw was your your post about who was coming in. I was like, yeah, I don't want to be doing this because I wish this wasn't happening. But I'm honored to be here and get a chance to be part of the voices. It's a community. It's a country music community. We all are coming together. Ben from my band is here. My band and I have been texting back and forth all day yesterday just talking about this. And I feel like the more we can all get together in the community, we all kind of need that. We're back here in Nashville. I can't imagine what our friends over in Las Vegas are going through, and all our fans across the country. It's a real time of needing to get together and just work through it together.
Dirk Bentley is here, and so what song are you going to play?
Man, this song, for me, you know, the songs always resonate the most, the ones that are the most honest, whether it's a fun song or a sad song, a serious song, the ones that are, to look at it from the most honest perspective. And I wrote this song after my dad passed away, and it had a lot of meaning then, but my dad lived to be, mid-80s, so he went out on a pretty good number. But this song really came together after the Sandy Hook school shooting, and that's where the last part of the song that just talks about you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. I kind of put that with, like, individual people, really recognizing that there's just each one of those people has a story and a family and whatnot. And it's really a song about someone who's struggling with their faith when faced with a situation like this. But by the end, they're down on their knees praying because there are no answers here on earth. So here's how it goes.
What's it called?
Here on Earth.
Here on Earth. Dirk Bentley, everybody. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Dirk Bentley. Man, thank you for bringing us a song.
Thanks, man. Thanks for letting me do something that is honestly the way I feel, trying to, so many people going through so much and looking for answers and trying to find some sense in the senseless, and there just isn't.
Thank you. Good to see you, too. Thank you, guys. I know it's early in the morning. Thank you. Dirk's
thanks for doing what you're doing, man. Thank all you guys here at the Bible Bone Show. It's been listening along while we're all going through this. Has been a big help for everyone. So
up at BobbyBones.com, you'll find a link to help. If you want to help as far as monetarily, listen, I know it's Tuesday. You may not have money until Friday, and even then you may not have the money. So you can also give blood. I know Eddie and Lunchbox both went and gave blood yesterday. And what was awesome. That like here?
We did, and it wasn't as busy as we thought it would be. We were pretty quick. It took us about an hour and a half to get through the whole thing. And it was good. I mean, I felt like the word was slowly getting out, and people were actually kind of trying to get off of work and go into it. I can just tell that people were taking their lunch breaks to go.
They definitely said it was busier than normal. They said, you got to understand that because of what's going on, a lot more people are coming out, so please be patient. And they said, we really appreciate it. They were real friendly, and it was good. It was good. I'm glad Eddie got me to go.
Yeah.
As we, say, hey, you can donate, or hey, we have these love is stronger than hate shirts. You can look at them at BobbyBones.com. Our Pimp and Joy stuff all is going to this right now, too. We don't keep any of the money, but sometimes you just don't have money, and you can give blood, and people need blood. People everywhere need blood. I mean, it really is a thing that you can give back for that. I thought that was really cool of you guys to do that.
Super awesome.
So it's just so many ways. So many ways. Find a way. Thanks to Dirks. Thanks to Jansen. People will be coming by for the next hour and a half. As I was talking to a lot of people, and I'd asked Chris about this, it was like, hey, you feel weird about going out and touring? And that was a question that I kept getting asked from everyone. We played Saturday night, so I don't feel, for me, there wasn't a part of me that was like, wow, we almost were part of that. Like, that part isn't a part of my mindset. Like, we were there Saturday night. We weren't there Sunday night.
Right.
The part that bothers me in that, this, the personal part, is that those were all the people that were there with us.
Yeah.
Having a great...
That's the part.
That's the part that's like, oh my God.
And I hope people understand that when y'all say that, because I saw some comments online from people that were like trying to associate, like, if you weren't there at the time that it happened, then be quiet. Well, okay. No, this is like, it's a community of people. And if you were there playing and connecting with those same people, there is more of a, like, everybody is heartbroken over this. But,
well, even my friends that were there playing that night,
mm-hmm. like, it's close to home.
So it was like, we're playing, like, we'll be in Lubbock and Tulsa. We're not going to stop. Krishantha said he's not, nobody's stopping. So we encourage people that are listening, don't stop. Keep going.
Still go.
Go. Yeah. Like, I was on the news in Austin last night talking about ACL Festival. I was like, if you got tickets, go. Like, don't let this cause that to not happen. So, also, I didn't see anybody writing that on Instagram and Twitter.
And I was like, oh, hold up.
Yeah.
Because I just want to make sure people understand what people are saying. And they weren't directing it towards you specifically.
Oh, but other artists?
But it was just comments that were going around about anybody hearing that. And I'm like, I think you're missing what they're saying.
Yeah,
they're
so not, anybody that wasn't there can't have feelings?
You can't get mad at a couple Instagram and Twitter comments.
Right. I know.
Or you just be mad the whole time.
I know. And I'm just saying, since you were saying it, I said, I hope people listening understand what you're saying.
Oakland Raiders, I see you. They've donated $50,000 to the Las Vegas shooting victims. Uber was offering free rides for people affected by the Las Vegas shooting, and also free rides to people donating blood yesterday.
Wow.
And also, cool. UFC donated $1 million.
So, you know, we had someone on earlier that was talking about just the costs of funerals and the costs of hospital bills and the costs of costs. And if you're moved in some way and you can help, please do. We've given one avenue, which is up on our website, bobbybones.com. There are many avenues, and we hope you take advantage of them. These artists that are coming in today, they didn't have to wake up early in the morning. We called them yesterday. Said, hey, would you mind coming up? You know when it's hard to sing early in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're there. Got it. And so Low Cash is coming in. Brothers Osborne will follow. Dan and Shay, Maren Morris, Keith Urban. A lot will be coming through. It's a good problem to have when we have so many artists up here waiting to come on and play a song that they're backed up in the hallways. Low Cash is here. And what we're doing is, I just sent out a bunch of messages yesterday to some friends that, hey, I spent 5 hours yesterday talking about, and in every way that I possibly could, what happened in Las Vegas. And at times I feel like music is as, or if not stronger than words. And I asked my friends to come play some music, and they're coming in now. Come on in, guys. We're on the air. So Low Cash is walking in the room right now. Let me say this. The Las Vegas Victims Fund is up. You can go to the GoFundMe page. You can go to our page, bobbybones.com. And we've put up our Pimp and Joy stuff, our Love is Greater Than Hate shirts. We don't keep any of that money. It goes right to it. So a lot of ways. And come on and have some seats over here. Low Cash walked in. I hit him up last night, probably 8 o'clock. I was like, you guys mind coming in? They were like, we will be there, just tell us the time. So thank you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
As always, for walking in. Good to see you guys. And so everybody's coming in, everybody's bringing a song. What are you guys gonna play for us today?
Oh man, this song is probably one of the best written songs that I've heard, man. And this guy, Tom Douglas.
I know Tom. Great writer.
Ronnie Coulson. Huge songwriter, wrote this song called The Fighters. And it's the title track to our album. And every time we sing it live, we just talk about, you know, and we've been doing this hashtag colorblind right now. And, you know, there's so many heroes in the story of what happened this week. I was just hearing another story, and I just wish, you know, we could take those and try and find good in what happened. And there's no good to be found. But there was people going back in the line of fire just to save people. There were thousands of people like that. And they're fighters, man. And I watched that story, and I mean, I was in tears last night watching it. I stayed up the whole night to make sure our friends were safe, and I can't even describe what happened. None of it makes sense to me, and you know, tragedies usually don't make sense, but to see those people, heroic people, and the story about the guy here from Tennessee that jumped on top of his wife to make sure she was safe, I mean, that's
I'm talking about it right now. I'm a sheriff, so I don't want to do that. But this song means a lot to us, man, because it's about America. It's about, you know, we all have to fight for what we get, but that don't mean we fight each other. It means we fight together. And when we fight together, we win, man. And hopefully one day we'll all sing the same song together.
Low Cash in the studio, and this is called The Fighters. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
This one's for the fighters.
Low Cash this morning. Man, what a great song.
Thanks, man.
What a great message. Listen, I appreciate you guys so much for waking up and coming to play a song for us. And my listeners do, too.
Thanks for asking us, man.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
We're going to miss it.
So, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the song.
Dude, no
I think doubt. I'll just leave it at that. And, you know, if you're listening out there now and you want to help, a lot of ways you can help. You can give blood. You can give money. You can Google search it. We have links up at BobbyBones.com. Low Cash, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So far, our thanks go to Chris Jansen and Dirk Bentley and Low Cash for bringing music by. Yesterday was a lot of words, a lot of tough words. Today, a lot of songs, a lot of powerful strongs with powerful messages. And so in a few minutes, the guys from Brothers Osborne are going to be here. You know, I also don't want it to be lost that Tom Petty died. And as far as music goes, like the best, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Tom Petty, and they're everybody don't like somebody. Yeah. I don't. And so
we all love Tom Petty.
Like,
I mean,
he's really good.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old junior yesterday was just like, I like his songs. They're all so good.
Everybody loves Tom Petty.
And he's 9.
From 9 to 90.
So here are some things. Again, I don't want it to be totally lost on us. This is musically an American legend. His first album was rejected. His first full solo album, Full Moon Fever, by the way, 5 times platinum, was originally turned down from the record company.
Wow.
Which had this song on it.
I'm free.
And had this song on it.
And I won't back down.
And they said, no, that's not for us.
Wow. Is that a missed opportunity for them?
They ended up going with a different label. They changed their mind later.
It was turned. Yeah, it came back.
Okay.
Here's another one. Get this. Tom Petty had never had a number one single. It took him 40 years to get a number one album on the Billboard charts. Never, yeah.
Really?
While the band enjoyed millions of record sales over 40 years, they never had a number one single. Even those songs. Even. That's why I'm like, now when you see these number ones come every week, like, the land we live in now is bullcrap.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, you know, Aerosmith didn't have one until I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Yeah. I mean, and they had a bunch of awesome songs.
But that was where number ones were really number ones. They're not like, let's just do a ladder and everybody gets a number one. The band's 2014 Hypnotic Eve is the first time that they had a record at the top. Like, you're talking about legendary records. Tom Petty once got into a battle with a record company over a dollar. Now, what happened was, in 1981, he had an album called Hard Promises, and the label wanted to release it with an inflated price of $9.98. He said, no, $8.98. And they said, no. He said, okay. He had control of the album title. He was going to change the name of the album to 898.
Oh, that's so funny.
So finally they went back. Finally they went back and they were like, whoa, he's got us. And so the album ended up selling, you know, millions
that's
of records.
Amazing.
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, lead singer of Foo Fighters. He was temporarily a member of the Heartbreakers, the Tom Petty
really?
Band.
Really?
In 1994, they were between drummers. So Dave Grohl played for them.
Oh.
And he offered him a permanent spot in the band. And Grohl was like, I think I'm going to do this band called the Foo Fighters, which he started by himself. It was just Dave Grohl. The first Foo Fighters record was just Dave Grohl doing all the instruments.
That's right.
And so he said, hey, you want to be a Heartbreaker? Because Dave Grohl had played drums with Nirvana. And he thought about it and was like, I think I'm going to do Foo Fighters, but thank you.
I'm sure he thought long and hard about that,
too. Of course. He turned down the chance to record Boys of Summer, which Don Henley later recorded. And he was a voice on King of the Hill on Fox.
Oh, yes.
He played Lucky, who was Loanne's husband.
Yes. I think they got married for a little bit. Yeah. He was the boyfriend that came around.
Yep. Rest in peace, Tom Petty, man. One of the greats, yes. Man. Brothers Osborne are here. We're just going to bring him in live on the air. It's easier to do that than peel away and come back. We'll mention again that if you go over to bobbybones.com on our website, you know, there's a lot of links to the fund where you can help out. It's the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And, you know, when they put it up originally yesterday, it was $500,000. And right now it's at over $3 million. And so there's the GoFundMe. It's a verified GoFundMe. And that's up. We've also put up our Love is Stronger Than Hate shirts. We don't keep any of that money. Same thing with the Pimp and Joy. And it's going to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And Brothers Osborne are walking in the studio now. Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey. And I got to tell you, hey, whenever I was like, hey, let's grab some people up, First people, I was like, hey, call John and TJ, oh, please. Man, so thanks for waking
so
up early.
To be here, man.
Yeah, well, absolutely. In. I mean, you know, we wouldn't be up this early unless it was important.
I do know that. I do. You know, you guys played on Friday night at Route 91, and that was, you talk about a special place.
Yeah.
Where it was incredible.
It was incredible.
It really was.
Yeah. We genuinely, when we finished, we were just talking about how amazing of a crowd it was. There's so much love in the air, and the people were so free of worry and care, and they were just having the best time of their lives. And, you know, aside from everything that happened, it's what a crowd that we'll never forget, you know. And, man, it's hard.
It's hard for us in this community because those are our people. Like, those are the people that go to work and take their money, and they choose to take it and use it to come and escape in music.
Escape all of that, yeah.
And, like, those are our people. Those are our people.
They're family, you know? Every person that's ever come out to a show of ours, is they feel like family to us, you know? I feel like we owe them everything.
So, thank you for coming in. And everybody's bringing a song. And so I wonder what you guys are going to play for us.
We just recorded a record, and this is a song that this isn't at all like a promotion for the record. It'll be a while before it's out anyway, but it's a song that we thought was pretty fitting for the times. A song we wrote with Travis Meadows, just about living in the moment.
What's it called?
Why You Still Can.
Yeah, Brothers Osborne here right now. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Yeah, I think the whole room.
Man.
A little emotional after that one.
Yeah.
You guys' voice, Brothers Osborne's here. Like, you're the voice that our format needs. And, you know, I'm a fan of your music. I'm a fan of your voice more so than your music, if that's possible.
Thank you.
And I watch what you do and watch what you say. And you guys, you're the leaders of this format right now in my mind.
Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate that a lot. It's amazing that we can come here and the power of music is to get over and mourn things. And it's just really messed up to us that music was involved in such a tragic thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's been really hard to wrap my mind around
your vulnerability and your strength. Both at the same time. It's an amazing combination that you guys have.
Thank you.
Aside from your talent, and I appreciate you being here, and not just here in this room, but here in this format and doing what you guys do. So thank you.
We try to lead with love. You're the same way. Everything that we do, we want love to be first, and we want love to be our compass and guide every decision that we make. You know, sometimes we try to pretend that we're tougher than we really are. But at the end of the day, we love everyone, and we're so grateful to do what we do, and we couldn't do it without all those people that were there in Las Vegas and everyone that shows up and to our shows. And you're right, we're a country music community. You hear that a lot, community, because it's what it feels like. We're family, you know, we'll do whatever we have to do. We'll show up, we'll play anything, whatever we got to do to help make this better for anyone, we'll do it.
Brothers Osborne, thank you for the song.
Thank you.
You okay?
No. Yes. Are you? I mean, I think everybody in here, just like in a, and I'm sure people in their cars, like it's just, it's a mix of emotions. There's sadness, but it's also beautiful to see everybody come together. So, and it's hard to see these artists, like, again, just that connection of like, these artists that are coming in, like these are their fans.
Yeah. And these artists are leaving crying because they are emotionally wrecked from it. And if you think they're separated from it, they're not.
No. It's so obvious that they are just in the thick of it with everybody else, and they're there to do whatever. And it's almost like yesterday we were like absorbing information and sort of just like robots and going through it, even though some of it was heavy. And then today I think is just like processing and through their gift, through the music, also just feeling. And I think it's important to feel. I think it's important to turn the robot off. I think it's important to anybody listening in their car, if you feel it, like don't suppress it. Like it's important to feel it.
Yeah.
Talking to YouTube.
I know. Listen,
And I know that you do, but you're really good at being the robot.
It's tough today.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was robot because I felt like it was my job for our listeners
and
to be the robot.
And people have to be that person.
Watching John and TJ, mm-hmm. Watching Dirks, like they really got emotional in the middle of their songs. I didn't know. I think brothers struggled to get through it. They were so emotional. And I hope that comes through to you listening out there that, again, the artists in this format, they don't go play on a stage and then go home and it's two different lives. And I think maybe if we're lucky, we get to be close to them and know them, and we know this. And I hope that comes through to you listening, that when you just heard the words that Brothers Osborne, that they were saying, like that, the fans are the most important thing inside of this, all of it, and it feels like a personal thing. Like it feels like something happened to our people, this is like our people living in our house, and you're hearing it from the highest of the high, which the top of the ladder. They're so affected by it as well. And I hope that you know that if you're listening to this, you're that important to us as a show, obviously. But to these artists that maybe you don't get to hear from 5 days a week for 5 hours a day. Like, you know what we have to say, what's in our minds and our hearts, because we have a platform to come and talk. You don't get to hear John and TJ talk a lot. But you just did. And I hope you took that and you heard just what you... the fan of country music, what you the fan of music, what you the fan of them mean to them. Like John was emotional before he walked into the room.
Yeah, it was like before, during, after.
So we're going to bring in, I think Dan and Shay's out there, so we're going to bring them in just a second here. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Thank you guys. Okay, Dan and Shay are in the hallway. And if you're just waking up this morning and turning on the radio, all morning long, artists have been coming in, and everybody woke up early, and they all brought a song. Everybody's brought a song or two, and we're so grateful because I literally reached out to these guys yesterday and they were like, absolutely, we'll be there. And they're walking in now. And I'll say this again, the Las Vegas Victims Fund is up. You can go to bobbybones.com. There are ways, there are many ways you can give blood. You can, there's an official GoFundMe. There is, we've put up our positivity merchandise, Pimpin' Joy, or Love is Greater Than Hate, and we don't keep any of that money. There's so many ways, and maybe find other ways that you can give. And what we have here in the country music community is artists who will come in and give us their gift, which is right now Dan and Shay. Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Again, so late notice. I appreciate you guys waking up. You know, I fell asleep last night, and I got a text from I didn't want to text you back this morning, Dan, so early.
That's all good, man.
I live on a different text message zone than everyone else. If I get something at 9, I can't reply till like 10 a.m. the next day. But I really, sincerely, thank you guys for coming in.
Of course, man. Is you never want to come, you know, hang out with your friends on these circumstances, but it's just we're honored to be a part of this. And it's just, this is, you know, I was listening to the Brothers Osborne on the way in, and this really is a community, and it's awesome to be a part of this, and thank you guys for doing what you do. And it's sad circumstances to be here today, but we're glad to be here.
Well, then why don't we, because I know I was listening to you guys play Coldplay out there. Do you guys want to play that? I mean, I think that's a fitting.
We can do that. We've never done it before. We figured that was a.
I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to, like,
you want to try it?
Let's try it. If right, if Bobby, if you want to help me sing this,
I do not.
At some points,
I do not. And you know, originally, and we still may do it. I was like, hey, let's bring the guys in, and like, Tom Petty died. One of the greatest American rock star musicians, creators.
It's terrible, man. It was a sad day, not only, you know, for Las Vegas, but just in music and for, you know, as an American in general. It was a really tough day for all of us and for music lovers all over the world. And it broke everybody's heart. And we've never done this before, but we will try. We'll try to do this.
Y'all sing it with us if you know it.
We will not sing it, so do not expect that. All right, here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Beautiful. Holy cow. Dan and Shay are here. Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I know we had talked originally. I was like, hey, would you guys play Free Fallin'? I mean, you want to do one more? You got it in you this early?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I just want to say it's been incredible to see, you know, like the brothers were talking about, the community that country music has. And it's just incredible, man, to be a part of such a family. And it's hard not to get emotional talking about it. We just played that festival last year and had so many friends that were, you know, there, and thank God that, you know, our friends were hurt, but there were a lot that were, you know, and there's a lot of families and people that were affected by this. And, you know, it's hard just to see your friends that were there and affected by this, but I can't imagine, you know, waking up and seeing your family and your friends that didn't make it or, you know, did get shot. And it's the craziest thing to look at the TV and think that this is a reality in our world right now. And it's just, you know, we have to have, you know, more love, and what we're doing right now and being here and supporting those people, you know, as they're going through a tough time in all over America, to really spread love is all we can do in this point. And that's what we're doing. So thank you for doing that and bringing everybody a little bit of love this morning.
And we can't let it stop us, man. It's, you know, people seek music as an escape, music to heal. And, you know, it's our duty to get out there, get on stage, you know, keep it going. And, you know, like you were saying this morning, for people to keep going to shows. I mean, if we hide, if we run from it, if we deny it, you know, they win. So we need to keep going out, keep supporting music, keep, you know, for us going up on stage. I mean, I can't even imagine for some of the folks who were playing that night on Sunday, you know, getting back on stage. But, you know, we'll get through it. We'll get through it together as a community. And, you know, it's our duty. It's what we're supposed to do. So we're going to keep doing it.
All right. The hallways are filled with artists bringing us music. And Maren Morris is out in the hallway right now. And I think that she's coming in, I believe. So, again, at bobbybones.com. There are many links. And I'll also encourage you to do as Eddie and Lunchbox did yesterday. They went and gave blood. Like, if you can just go and get blood, that's awesome. If you can find 30, 45 minutes of your day to go and give blood, just Google search it up and go and give blood. If you have a few bucks, you have $5, you can go over to the GoFundMe, which is up at BobbyBones.com. We also have our Love is Greater Than Hate shirts, which we don't keep any of the money, but we like to make positive message, things positive messages, so it's there. And Maren Moore is there. Hey, Maren.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
So, the song that you put out, Dear Hate, like, I think I told you a long time ago, that was the first thing I ever heard from you.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this song is so amazing. So why yesterday did you decide to put it out?
That's a good question. I mean, we wrote it 3 years ago, and I think it was right after the Sandy Hook shooting. And, I mean, it's just kind of unfortunate that it's still relevant, and it's like it hasn't lost its relevance. I don't know, yesterday just... I think because, you know, we were at the festival, this was a country music crowd, like these are our fans, and it just hit really close to home, and I think it was just sort of unanimous with me and like my team and the co-writers that it was time to release it. And I just never wanted to capitalize on any sort of tragedy by releasing the song, so I just never released it, and just never seemed like a right time to do it. But you know, I'm giving my share of the song's proceeds to Music City Cares Fund, and we know that 100% of what their donations are going to the victims for short-term and long-term effects. And so I just feel like it was time for the world to hear it.
Maren Morris is here, and if you don't mind, if you guys want to play it now, that'd be awesome. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd singing with her. I have a question for you guys. So you guys are going out, and you're going to go play. You're back and playing. You're playing shows. Are you playing tonight?
No, we're in rehearsals for our tour this week.
Okay, so you're back this week. Like, I mean, this guy, the question I kept getting asked was like, how do you feel about going back out and performing?
There's two halves of me. I think one half is very scared and terrified, and then the other half feels really empowered to go back out because, I don't know, I think, you know, like Dan and Shay were saying, it is our duty. I think that is, you know, not what we signed up for, but I think it's sort of a side effect to tragedies like this, is, you know, the music community and music fans all coming together and celebrating despite this just evil in the world. And so I think that's what we can do, you know, besides, you know, donating money and donating blood. And it's just, music is such a universal healer and medicine, and, you know, kind of proving to the evil people out there that, you know, we're not going to be afraid to go into music venues or go see a show or play a show. This is what brings people together, and I think that is the most powerful message that we can send. And, you know, with this song, I think, like, when we wrote it, it was obviously very emotional, and it's emotional to sing today. But I feel like a weight has sort of been lifted having released it, because it's, I've just, the outpour of support and love for the people that heard the song yesterday and today has just been overwhelming, and hopefully brought a little bit of peace to people.
I appreciate you guys coming in this early in the morning, especially last minute. Like, it was just a call and you guys saying yes. So,
yeah,
you guys know I care about you, and I appreciate both Ryan, Maren, all of you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keith Urban is in the hallway. I don't know quite where he is. Well, let's bring him in. I don't know if you guys can hear me out there or not over the speakers, but I know Keith Urban's here. And yeah, come on in. Bring him on in. Keith Urban's here. We have... Again, at BobbyBones.com, the Las Vegas Victims Fund is up. And there's a link. Oh, right over here, Keith. there's a link up where you can go to the GoFundMe, which is officially set up by the governor and the people in the city of Las Vegas, which, you know, we're on in Vegas, obviously. And there's also our Love is Greater Than Hate shirts, which we don't keep any of the money. There's also that you can give blood. A lot of the guys on the show did that yesterday. A lot of ways that you can help. And what's fantastic is that the artists in the country community, like, I can literally just text and say, would you please bring a song? And Keith Urban's here now. And I really appreciate you waking up and coming up this morning, Keith.
Of course, yeah. We all want to be part of this community and show that feeling. I mean, that's how I felt about the vigil last night here in Nashville as well. It's just, I want to find comfort in the community.
As an artist, you got to go back out on the road. I'll ask you what was asked of me. Like, what are your thoughts when people say, hey, should I even go to shows anymore?
Of course. You know, that's... I felt extremely moved too for Brian O'Connell, who puts on that show as well, because it's a phenomenal festival with the most extraordinary atmosphere, you know, and for that to be taken away too, you know, for everybody that goes to that festival, it's just overwhelming. But we play music, people want to come and be a part of that. And all we can do is take all the precautions we can for us and the audience. But to not do it is letting all that hate win.
Brian is the guy, and I talked to Brian and myself yesterday too, and Brian he does a lot of festivals, Faster mm-hmm. Horses, Watershed. Mm-hmm. He puts this festival on. We were lucky enough to play it this year, and I reached out and I was like, dude, you don't have to respond, but I just want you to know I'm thinking about you mm-hmm. because there's so many, and other artists who I won't mention, but they have guilt from just playing the show mm-hmm. and guilt that the fans, that what happened to them. Mm-hmm. And I talked to many of them yesterday, and it's almost indescribable mm-hmm. because the people that you were just with, their lives are all changed.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like that.
That's right. And it's not just the people we lost, it's the over 500 that we don't know what their lives are going to be like from here forward as well, and all of their families. It's just the effects just run deeper and deeper. I mentioned at the vigil last night, I was driving my girls to school yesterday morning, and my 9-year-old said, Dad, you seem really quiet. And I said, yeah, there's a lot of people killed at that concert last night. And she said, well, did you know them? I said, no. She said, well, why are you so sad? I said, well, first of all, because they were just innocent human beings out having a great time that were horrifically taken. But as well, that's the country music community. I said, they're family. I said, that's basically like saying to me, that's people that are in our congregation in our church. I may not know them, but we all go to the same church. That's how it hit me yesterday.
I appreciate you bringing your guitar in, and everybody's been just bringing the song, and it's moving listeners, and people are doing different things, and so thank you, and if you wouldn't mind playing us something, I don't know what you're going to play, I didn't even ask you, I was just like, would you please come play, and so thank you for coming up.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I thought I would do something that we could all be a part of, which is what it's about.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Keith Urban, I think we wanted to sing, but as you can see, there's a lot of people coming. A lot of people upset. And, oh man. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. People tune in because they want to be connected. They don't want to go through this alone. You're helping a huge amount of people right now, everywhere, by being there for them. So I'm honored that I get to come in and be a part of that this morning, too.
Amy.
Yeah, I'm just grateful for all the artists that have come in. And Keith, that was great. I think I just know so many people listening right now, whether they're getting ready for work or in their car, they're thankful. And they're thankful again just for seeing people rally and come together. And I think even just while you're praying, like I, or you were playing, like in those moments just throughout today, like that was a moment where I just was listening to you, but I stopped and I was just praying for all the families. And just to take time to do that today when you, if it comes into your mind to just, there's so many people hurting right now, and just prayer for comfort and peace and understanding, because it's all so confusing. And thank you, Keith, and every artist that came by today, because the music really is bringing everybody together.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. Oh, the Bobby Bones
Show. Thank you for listening in. You can go to our YouTube page or our Facebook page and see a lot of the performances for the artists that brought music to the show today. Yesterday was a lot of words. Today was some words and a lot of music. But yeah, just think of others. We put up on our page ways for you to contribute to the Las Vegas Victims Fund, either through merchandise that we make with positive messages and we don't keep the money, or just you can go straight to the GoFundMe. Again, thanks to everyone from Chris Jansen to Dirk Bentley to Low Cash to Dan and Shay, Brothers Osborne, Maren Morris, Keith Urban. I don't even know if I'm forgetting anybody or not, but everybody who came by and played songs, because music speaks as loud, if not louder than words sometimes. So thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.